Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This week's episode is sponsored by Lowell Herb Company. Lowell Herb Company is a small California-based cannabis company devoted to growing high-quality, clean, and organic cannabis. In over 350 dispensaries across the state, check out Lowell's website at lowellsmokes.com to find one near you.
Oh, coconut water. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Girls Dig Weed Heads. That was suggested by Dry Pancake on YouTube. Support this show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. Doug plugs. Dayton, Ohio. I'm coming. Ticket sales are sluggish. It's the night before 4th of July. July 3rd, I'll be doing stand-up with, I'm just going to say it, Jeff Tate and Trey Gallion are going to be there. And then Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm going to Go Bananas and do just that. Shows all weekend long, July 5th and 6th. Stand up, Doug Loves Movies. Come check it out. And for all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show.
Space is amazing. Isn't that weird? Like, space is amazing. I haven't even
right.
smoked
if I,
yet.
Whenever I'm not high, I totally forget about how amazing space is.
But are you fucking
I take it totally for granted.
Are you
like, I can't
me?
Watch a movie that takes place in space if I'm not high.
You're using
because everything moves so slow.
Yeah. Oh, you aren't? You're agreeing.
Very
you are agreeing.
I am agreeing.
Because I think you're right.
Yeah, and I'm a good host.
You are a good host.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to be here. Welcome to Getting Pete with Doug.
We're here. We're doing it.
Pete with Doug.
Blast off. Pete Holmes always wins the Pete Holmes Award for speaking before anyone else.
I have to.
And it's just a thing you do.
I feel like I've had that epiphany here where I've been stoned. You know, Yogi, when you're stoned, you kind of get a good look at your own brain. And I was like, oh, I interrupt because I'm afraid I'll start to disappear.
So it makes sense.
Please know it's
perfect.
It's
sense.
Only because I'm insecure or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm okay with that. I love myself and I love Yogi. This is Yogi Watts.
That's Yogi Watts.
What is Yogi Watts?
Everybody.
I love Pete too.
What is first time on the show?
Yeah,
this one.
First time.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe it was my first time.
No, no.
Is it my first time?
No, it's Mark.
You just say weed to me, I start feeling stoned. Yeah. That's me. You say mac and cheese to me, I start feeling lethargic.
We got to get some weed in you then.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we preloaded everything on the table with what do we got today?
But you already did a show, so you're already baked in the oven.
I'm doing pretty good.
I love it.
We got a Candy Jack is the sativa and OG Flower is the indica. Which ones are the indica, Taylor? Okay, so the furthest one there to the left, that's got indicated.
If you want to, he just indicated.
If you want to get into that, Yogi,
do we want to start with that?
How crazy you getting, Yogi?
Oh, I'm glad. That's why I'm here, baby.
He already just knew it.
He already pregame too. That's why he's here, baby.
All right. I did pregame a little bit outside of the hotel with a nice older lady.
I heard you met a nice lady. Yeah,
South Carolina. I'm from originally North Carolina. I live in Nashville now, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nash Vegas, as they call
it. I wasn't gonna say it.
Yeah, you got to.
All right, Nash Vegas.
Yeah. It's not
Yogi's
really
a drummer.
For whom? Drums.
I play in a band called Demon Hunter.
Ooh.
It is a
nothing gets the
band.
Demons out like 6-8 times.
That's right, baby.
Check this out, though, Pete. Watch Pete's excitement over this. They're a heavy metal Christian band.
I love it. What do we do?
But
we do this,
but then we have
Jesus coming
in.
Yeah. Fight it. That's not a tease. That's love. Good for you. Sometimes I would listen to Christian music, especially when I identified as a Christian.
Oh,
I would
so
be like, this is too weak.
Oh, it's awful. That's why we've never toured in that circuit, the Christian
circuit.
Yeah,
I throw in the Christian thing just to, you know, because I find that amusing.
It is fun.
Yeah.
What one is like a happy, silly boy? Which one is me? I don't want to smoke indica and be like,
which one is me?
God,
someone
there
should
was
put
someone
on a straight
inside
happy silly boy. Happy silly boy. Well, silly fun boy would be my strain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You should get that going. I bet you somebody would do that.
I know these. Oh, this is a hybrid. That's what I'll smoke.
Yeah, you like that?
I like Lowell Smokes. Like they hook me up sometimes. Okay. Thank you, Lowell Smokes. I smoke you.
I
haven't smoked
you.
In a long time.
That's a perfect clip for our next ad with them.
I smoke you.
Yeah.
What are your other ads? I want to make fun of them.
I forget what ads we have in this show. Probably Blue Chew.
What's Blue Chew?
You know, it's kind of like Cialis or Viagra.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I thought it was a joke last time I did it. And you were like, is your dick soft, bro? Get some chews and make sure they're blue, bro.
Whoa, dude. That's a fancy box.
They have really good packaging.
No joke.
I saw Tootsie on Broadway the other day.
What was she doing?
The whole play, Tootsie on Broadway.
Oh, indoors.
Yeah,
indoors. Going on the street.
Indoor musical.
She was doing the show.
Yeah.
Tootsie, the
indoor
musical.
There's no one in that show even called Tootsie.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's no character named Tootsie. At one point, a character calls somebody Tootsie as an old-fashioned, rude reference to a woman.
Is it Dustin Hoffman? Like, hey, check out that Tootsie.
Yeah.
Look at the bulge on that Tootsie.
Look at the bulge on that Tootsie.
Something
that. Look at the concealed genitalia on that Tootsie. Woo, I love it.
He's incredibly, like, woke.
I love it. I love it.
I know
so
what's
going on, and I'm into it.
Like, he doesn't...
Anyway, the guy who plays...
He's so
like,
excited. You, whatever you are, I'm into it. I think you're beautiful.
You're great. Like, you're wonderful.
The very woke 2019 version of Tootsie.
I understand that gender is a construct. Get over here. I want to date you. Look, I respect you. I know who you are. I will affirm you.
I want to farm you?
I affirm you.
Oh, my God.
But if I could farm you,
I would.
I'd fertilize you with love.
You ever fertilize
something
with love?
New comedy team over here.
Oh, shit. Can you bang out some 6'8"?
Dude.
How do you count out 6'8"?
Dude, I have no idea.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'll tell you.
Bada, bada, Jesus!
Is that what they sound like?
No! Okay, good.
Not at all.
I'm so hot.
Well, anyway, you look like Tootsie.
Me?
Yeah, the lady, when he dresses up as a woman, reminded me of you. Not in the scenes where he's a man, but just in the scenes where he's a woman.
I like that.
Yeah.
I got
you look
that.
Like you.
I got femin. Fem energy. Feminine N.
Femin.
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 The sidewalk in front of my house is fement.
What a gift.
What a gift that weed grows free in the
just
earth.
Free?
Right? You could just have it.
And then my friend
then
Lowell
stuff
picked
stuff comes
it,
out.
And he dried it and he put it in an impressive box.
He knows how to make a hell of a left-handed cigarette, too. You know what I mean?
Left-handed cigarette! You got that southern hospitality.
Hey, that's where I'm from, son.
Let's have some sweet tea. 50% tea, 50%
sugar.
Cocaine. Getting coked up with Jim.
I think we should change the set to a porch for this episode.
You ever just sit
you
on
guys
a porch?
Are just hanging out.
Shit, every evening.
Every
having
evening.
Some smokes.
Every evening. What do you drink on that
doing
porch?
Some talks.
Coffee, usually.
Have a coffee in the evening?
Oh, in the evening, son.
Dude.
I drink coffee all day.
Ooh.
At 2 p.m., I switched to decaf.
Okay.
That's the secret.
Don't you worry that it's just going to have, like, residue of regadu, they call it. Aren't you worried there's going to be some regadu in there? Man, it's fun to be in my brain. I get to hang out with me all goddamn day. You know what I mean?
I think that all
I
the
think
damn
things
time.
Like regadu, and I'm like, yeah, this is a good brain.
Yeah, I'm funny.
I like this brain. This brain's fine with me. I put on a leash, take it for a walk.
Well, I'm going to test your brain right now.
Pot Hopics.
Pot Hopics.
Pot Hopics.
You ever that part?
Hey, who pushed the button? Yeah, who pushed the Tootsie button?
Only when I was...
Whatever you are, I'm into it.
What's going to... Somebody... I think one of the dogs has got up on the keyboard or something.
Keyboard dog?
Keyboard dog.
I know the internet meme, keyboard dog.
No, they're just all fired up in the booth. Which is actually just out in the hall.
I see them in the booth.
They're tied up in the booth.
Boof. You are
booth.
Southern.
You are Southern. I am.
Because I'm about to say marijuana knows something.
Sure.
Oh.
Pot.
What's going on out there?
And you shouldn't smoke a whole joint, man. You
shouldn't do that. Two shows in one day is too ambitious.
I just feel like I need to smoke in a different way. Like, this is great, but like, there's so much pot on the table.
You can't eat a whole pack of bacon. That's too ambitious.
All day. Me all day.
You wouldn't go to the Golden Corral and only eat the damn sausage. You're going to eat a little bit of everything.
Get a little bit more ambition.
Get a little more ambition in you.
We're going to open up a restaurant called Hambition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Hambition.
Yeah.
Gonna have to take you out of here in a ambulance.
You are so funny. I should be more quiet.
I think he's real handsome too.
Handsome.
Very handsome.
Michigan's Lake Superior Lake University. That's a thing. Lake Superior Lake University.
Make Superior Shakers.
Will give you a license to hunt what creature?
Michigan State Ooh. Superior Lake University. They mm-hmm. should give us a license to hunt a new name for that school.
What's a fictitious creature Bigfoot. That they're just being stupid and giving people licenses?
Sasquatch.
It's a what?
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. At Bigfoot. Thanksgiving
oh,
at my house.
They're saying you can hunt Sasquatch up there? I thought also, isn't he more of a Pacific Northwest dude?
Dude, he's nowhere, so he's everywhere.
He's a woodsman.
You know what I mean? Oh, like he's God?
My God is the Yeti.
Yeah.
No, you can believe in it because it's not real. It can be anywhere.
Oh, I see.
Like
okay.
God. You can say it
like
again.
God.
Like
well,
God.
All right.
Definitely. We're going to write so a song think, about this for Dean
So you think
Chaser.
The wall will keep Yetis out of...
That'd be a good one,
keep,
too.
Keep Yetis from
think,
coming from
hold
Mexico.
Hold up. Today show.
Hold up.
What I'm saying is you shouldn't have one laugh for Hoda. You shouldn't have a license to ill, and you shouldn't have a license to kill Sasquatch because they're no endangered. Way. It's fucked up, even imaginarily.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Well, yeah, right. Even as we imagine them, there are very few. And they could go extinct.
Really, all we have to do to make,
our imagination.
Make the population greater is just think about it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Just tripled.
Wow.
They're everywhere now. So you better license that. But just because you're saying Sasquatch, I'm going to say it's Voldemort. So, like, if you see any Voldemorts, you can fucking shoot him, bro. You can shoot
him.
Two Voldemorts.
I love that. Two Voldemorts is Voldemort.
Well, what I'm saying...
Also, this pipe is appropriate for the when we're getting into this stuff. Could it be a Lord of the Rings
Bilbo Baggins!
Yeah, is it Lord of the Rings?
Do not mistake me for a conjurer of cheap tricks!
Are you, like, you're allowed to, hunt for Gollum?
Yeah, you can. No, because that's a hobbit, man. That's just a hobbit that didn't get enough sun, man. That's all Gollum is. Vitamin D is that important, man. You don't get enough fucking D, you're
going to
get.
He's just a cave hobbit?
Hey, look. Vitamin D is super important. I'm glad you said that. I went to the hospital one time in Seattle thinking I was having a heart attack, and it was because I was having a panic attack.
Because of no D?
And I wasn't high. Huh? No D, dude. 34 days without sunshine. No D. Hospital.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
You got to make sure you get that D.
Dude, it's awesome.
I wish we'd gone over your medical history before bringing you on the show.
What? Yeah, we would not insure
you.
Yeah,
this is this could go bad.
You're what brings
what?
Down Jash. You bring down Jash as a whole.
Because there's no D
because
in the studio?
If you're gentle enough to go down from no D.
Oh, my God, you just call me gentle from no D.
In a beautiful way. I had to send this one to get his friend.
Hey, look, I'm telling y'all right now, this is one of the greatest moments of my life.
I love that.
This is awesome.
If you want to get Thanks weird, you can me. Just yeah. own up that this is the only moment of your life.
Oh, no, I've had some good ones, bro.
No, I'm just saying, but it's all been here.
No, I've had some good ones, dude. I've witnessed birth. Man, I have a daughter. She rules. That if you witness birth,
what
man,
region?
What region?
What region does she rule? I just want to make sure I don't break any of your baby's
laws. The land
laws.
Of hermitage. Land of Hermitage in Tennessee.
Population one, because it's a hermit.
Three.
It's not a very good hermit if you got two roommates.
Mama's got to come, too.
Mama's got a brand new bag. How nice was that bag?
I don't know what's happening. I'm just, it's just really relaxing listening to you guys.
It's like white noise.
I want to, yeah.
White, noise. Dude, white dude noise machine.
Could you guys FaceTime with me when I'm trying to fall asleep at night?
Yeah.
And just talk to each other.
Yeah, we could do that.
And
That'd be phenomenal, actually.
I would love that.
He has a baby, though.
I do have a baby. But I stay
well, it's past baby age.
You got kids, too.
It's not a baby. Right?
You don't have a baby? It's
you got
not
kids?
A baby?
It's
well, no,
not
four.
A baby.
It's not a baby.
No,
she's
she,
a four-year-old
she,
baby.
Odessa, I love you. Got to get that shout-out. Why not? I'm on TV once, right?
She's going to watch this?
No.
Hey, Odessa, this isn't TV.
Hey, Odessa, this
interwebs.
Isn't TV.
Sorry,
this is
interwebs.
HBO.
Actually, it'll be on Pluto TV, so I take it back.
Say it.
It is on Pluto TV.
Come on.
Hulu?
Pluto.
There's no weed.
Have you seen the ads around town for that?
Plulu?
You missed the bowling pin, man.
I wear Plulu Lemon.
Oh, we got to answer this question.
Oh, right.
You're going Voldemort.
Voldemort.
I went Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. I want it to be something Lord of the Rings or...
It's probably rats or something stupid.
Maybe...
Orcs.
Maybe Tim Allen.
You can kill the man Tim Allen. If you see the comedian...
If you see
the voice of Buzz Lightyear...
He's Pure Michigan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's the voice in their ads.
If there was like a flavored milk called Pure Michigan, I don't think you'd want it. It'd be like a very mild mint flavor.
I don't have my glasses on.
You don't wear
can
glasses,
you read that,
dude.
I mean, any state could just throw Pure in front of their name, and that's their slogan. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not specific.
Massachusetts.
It's pure, like, clearly Canadian.
What's your daughter's name? Olympia?
Odessa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
It was my grandmother's name. It's a city in Texas, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
This says,
that's my mama's name, man.
Well, it's a beautiful name.
Well, thank you.
Yogi.
The way you acted the first time I said it was like you thought it sucked.
No, man. That was just the weed.
I know.
That was just the weed talking,
bro. Hey, what is this, Doug?
That's Yambo.
Hello? Sorry. Yumbo?
Jumbo.
Sorry. Yumbo?
Yellow.
Yeah, I can yawk. Okay. Finally getting some LOLs from the BG.
No, it's called Jambo.
Jambo. Yeah. I love that movie.
And
Jambo and Chin. Great movie. Oh, man. Jambo and Chin.
I thought you meant Jambo the Flying Elephant. Here
Dude.
We go. Here's the
Dumbo
answer.
And Hit it. Hit it, Doctor.
Unicorns.
What? I thought that for 1 second. I'll be honest.
You did?
Yeah, I totally did.
See, that's the thing about weed. You'll think of that.
Is that the longest period of time between asking the question?
No, man. We
had the final answer.
It can't
be. Is that like,
be.
Okay, I didn't know. Because everybody was quiet. And I was like, the weed was saying, Yogi, you're bombing.
We can drag it out much longer.
It's awful.
You're not bombing, man. Much longer. You're bombing in like a good way, like bombing the
enemies. Yeah, like you're the bomb, dog.
Yeah.
Did we ever decide what this was? You looked at it, but never said anything.
I read the words, but like, how could a bunch of letters encapsulate what that is?
This is sativa flower as well.
All right.
All right. We're going to our first break.
Drink this.
And
remember me.
Do this.
Remember me.
Weed Jesus. Weed just
and Kathy Lee.
Weed
just and Kathy Weed.
We'll see you right here.
Weegis and Kathy
After
Weed.
Weegis
and Kathy Weed. That's what you
what?
Should call the show.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
If you're looking for a high-quality brand of cannabis, you'll want to try Lowell Herb Company. A small California cannabis company, Lowell Herb Company has the best-selling and the most beloved cannabis in the Golden State. Their cannabis is grown on their own farm, and they also partner with dozens of family farms all over the California coast to bring you something special. Lowell is devoted to high-quality, clean, and organic cannabis. All of their flower is grown with only organic fertilizer, and they never use synthetic pesticides. From seed to sale, they use natural materials that are recycled from renewable resources. And it's important to them to pay their farmers a living wage. Lowell Herb Company is sold in over 350 dispensaries across the state. Check out Lowell's website, lowellsmokes.com, to find one near you.
Hello, we're back. We're here with all singing, all tapping, Pete Holmes, Yogi Watts, and Alicia has joined us.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
We're wearing sunglasses, too.
Tear it up.
This feels right.
You ready?
Right? Now they'll go, remember when Pete was on Getting Dug with High? And they'll be like, which one, which one? And they'll go, the sunglasses one. Because this is undoubtedly going to be a classic that people are going to want to find and differentiate.
For sure.
Coo-coo! All right, let's hit it.
Oh, no. I mean, with those on, you're really Val Kilmering it. Holy shit, Iceman.
Oh, man.
Let the lady tell us some of the topics, Iceman.
Okay,
no,
let's do it.
No, this is a really important day for me because I'm going to do a marijuana know something.
All right.
The first time ever. And as it turns out, I don't actually get the sound promotion I thought I was going to get.
What?
Marijuana knows something?
Oh, hot rockets.
I mean, all right, fine. Just do it
we'll
when
work
Doug
it
says
out
it.
For the next one.
Hot rockets.
I have not read this before this very second, but.
You can't say that every time you're reading something you haven't read before. We'll be here all day.
But I have ridiculous. Read everything
some
else
of them
to say
she
to you.
Has
I've
read before.
I've read literally
you
everything
can't
else.
Be in bed at night, like, reading a book, being like, okay, just so everyone knows, I've never read this before.
Hey, Pete.
Just so everyone knows, I've never read this before.
Which I'm going to tell you.
Just so everyone I've never read this before. Hot snockets. Okay, hit it. Sorry, I'm
here
so
Here you go,
Pete Holmes.
Oh,
yeah, you asked the question.
All right, ready?
You do it. It's so easy talking.
DBY19SVO24. What did President Jimmy Carter have installed on the White House that Ronald Reagan later had removed? What did Carter put in that Reagan took out? Mm. White House. Talking probably the early 80s.
Something to do with peanuts.
Peanuts?
Oh, wait, Ronald Reagan loved jelly beans.
Jimmy Carter was super into peanuts.
And Reagan was into jelly beans, so he was probably like, get all these regular beans out of here. I only like the jelly kind, fella. And get that jelly out of here. The only jelly I like is in beans.
Regular beans.
I want regular
beans. Get those regular beans.
And everybody's going to be eating peanut butter and jelly beans.
A bowling alley or like a wheelchair ramp?
The bowling alley or something.
Why would you want to get rid of wheelchair ramp?
Yeah, I think he got rid of it.
Yeah.
I think there was one and he got rid of it.
That is a karate kick to everyone's face.
Yeah.
In like a great way. I'm going to say Jimmy Carter installed a life-size statue of Jimmy Carter that Ronald Reagan,
removed.
I'm sticking with bowling alley.
He's going to go with
whatever weird
blood.
Reason.
Ready? I'm going to read the answer.
No, I want to guess.
Oh, God, it's going to go. It's going to go.
Is it a ghost?
I'm going to flip.
All right.
I'm not going to flip.
He removed the ghost. He had an exorcism of the White House.
That's a great answer. I love that answer.
I would love to watch the Reagan seance, though. I think that would be beautiful.
Do you know the answer to this already?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
None of us know.
As I tried to tell you, Pete, I had never seen those words before. Hence, important disclaimer on that.
OMG. We would have known this if we remembered the movie Vice. I know that one came back to bite me in the butt, man. It was solar panels, dude.
What? Solar panels. What a dick move.
I mean, I knew it was a shitty thing.
That was a jerk move, dude.
Oh, Reagan.
Yeah, that was cutting edge, save the planet shit.
Apparently Reagan,
is not having it.
Doesn't include saving money on your power bill.
He replaced the solar panels obviously with cowboy hats.
Solar plexus. You're also pre-stoned. Everyone was pre-stoned before I got here.
I think so.
You're like, I'm pretty stoned. Is that what you just said?
Like a thief.
Pre-stoned.
Like a thief in Bible times. You guys are stoned. Y'all like a thief in Bible times?
Bible times.
Y'all are stoned.
That is a gif. Make a gif. Make a gif of this. Y'all are thief in Bible times because y'all are stoned.
I have never seen a gif of the show, and there's no way someone's starting with that.
There is
there's a way.
2 hours of this declaration will be that gif, and I will be texting it to myself for pleasure.
You know, there's one out there of me where one of my eyes is closed, and it says sativa over one eye and indica over the other.
But they're both closed.
That's rude.
No, one's open.
Oh, one's kinda. Open, I see. Mm-hmm. Mm.
You don't know now because I got my shades on.
Yep.
I could be napping over here.
This indoor lighting so bright.
I probably am.
I gotta wear shirts.
All right, what's the next pot topic,
the
Pete?
The very first pot topic.
Pot
Pete, do you have pot topics? Did you bring some?
Is that a...
Because if you don't have any, then we'll
it's
have
required
Alicia
now,
do it.
Actually.
What does that mean?
Pot topic, do you have anything like that's in the news
pot
about
topic.
Pot?
In the news that
the
I
news,
want to talk
yeah,
about?
Yeah, what's in the news about with regard to marijuana?
Oh, I bet they're like, yo, Denver just legalized...
Yeah,
heroin.
That was a while ago.
Right, okay, it's not that one then.
Did
I don't
you
know.
Do heroin?
What? What was the last one? Mushrooms? Just shrooms?
Yeah, Denver just legalized shrooms. I think like a
didn't
month ago.
Didn't San Francisco
maybe
2 months
ago.
Do it too?
Uh-huh. Just I think recently? The whole Bay Area.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, sure. They probably didn't declare it as like, we legalize shroom. They probably said psilocybin, you know.
That was a good one, Pete. Give us another one.
What's important, Doug, is I loved it. I thought it was excellent. I really went there in my mind.
Yeah, what else is going on in the world of pot?
You guess, you're world? Making your guess again?
Yeah, it was worked perfectly.
There have been two drug policy amendments which were cleared by the House of Representatives. The first one was introduced by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Good
like
keyboards.
You like her, right?
What's that?
You like her keyboards?
We like. Great. I like her keyboards.
She's good. They're now moving $5 million from what's normally part of the DEA budget, and they're going to put that into treating opioid addiction. So that's the first part. And then the second part is going to force the FDA to finally establish rules for CBD being in food.
Oh, yeah. Up there with xylitol, at last.
At last.
Because right now they're just tossing CBD into stuff and there's no regulation. Or...
Right, so last year CBD was technically legalized, but they just had nothing in place as far as how that was going to happen. So now they're saying that the FDA just has to have rules as far as, you know, like any other food product is going to have standards to meet. So
well, that's
the idea.
Good.
But they think there's still going to have to be like a whole separate discussion as far as like,
never know.
The legality of distributing that and selling. And
part A of that, though, is kind of disgusting to me. It's awesome that they're doing something, but it's also kind of disgusting that it's $5 million from our government. Oh, hey, here's $5 million to cure or try to solve the most important problem we have right now in our country, which is having people addicted to the things that we made and are making money off of.
The DEA still is going to make so much per year, though.
Oh, it's
that's
bull
such
crap.
A small amount of
yeah,
what
it's
they
awful.
Actually get.
My DEA riffs were much lighter.
Yeah. I got an idea.
I love how serious a discussion is also riffs. Yeah. Yours are just the lighter kind.
The news is
everyone's
just riffing.
Just riffing. Well, some people riff in a serious
but would
way.
Would it not be a good idea?
Politicians riff.
Would it not be a good idea to just legalize weed countrywide and then use most of the money from the sale of marijuana, legal marijuana, to fund programs to get people off of these drugs that we've put them on over the past however many years? It's like, that's what you should be doing.
It's back.
But no way. Let's don't do that. That makes sense.
It's back. It's here what? Again.
Oh, another serious riff.
Go ahead, dude.
I knew you would know what I meant.
There's a serious, it's causing a serious rift between you and... You and Yogi.
It's serious riff.
It's causing a serious riff.
No way.
I'm just a different
that's
kind
like
of stone than you
right
now.
There.
Remember the gift we made? That's the kind of stoned I am. What I'm saying is you're like, let's think about it, stoned. And I'm like, let's see if it fits in the oven and we can frost it, stoned.
Pete Holmes' book, Comedy Sex God.
Yeah, buy my book
is
on
out
religion.
Now.
It says... Me.
Are there commas in there, though? Because I'm actually unclear. I've only ever heard it said
there
out
are no commas.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
but it doesn't mean it's the layout we were hoping would convey that it's three different topics.
Got it.
Also, anybody that's ever glanced at me, even peripherally, knows that I'm not a sex god.
What are you finding to be everybody's favorite of the three topics when they read the whole thing?
That's interesting. Well, I guess I thought maybe it would be the sex, but just like on comedies, comedies crashing, whenever I had sex, people were like, we don't need that. We know. We pay premium cable prices for know that. It's the same with my book. The sex might not be the... You're writing in your own name. What a silly thing for the universe to do. I'm going to manifest as this and then write down the words for that on that, but it'll be it doing that. That's like what my book's like.
Yeah, he's in a good place. I get it.
His book has no punctuation.
Yeah, it's like a Christopher Walken script.
One run-on sentence.
Walken did the voice, the book on tape.
Oh, can you do a little of it for us?
Sex.
God.
Comedy. God.
Comedy.
Comedy.
Sex. God.
Comedy. Oh, God, he's jerking off again. There's so much masturbation in this book.
Yeah, Yogi.
More like comedy sex with myself, God. Not a lot of other people in it.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'll look like this, but when I go to an audition to stand out, I'll talk as though I'm being slowly electrocuted.
Slowly.
Like an eye watch in a tub. Not a toaster. Not going to kill you, Buzz Buzz. Just a little who wakes you up in the fanny.
Wakes you up in the fanny.
I feel like these riffs are premium.
All of this started...
premium riffs.
This all started because Christopher Walken takes the punctuation out when he goes through a script.
Yeah. I said that while you were saying something.
Yeah.
It's called interrupting. I call it a Monday.
Premium riffs by Peter Holmes.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, man.
And this is a pre-tape for a Tuesday. Like, so you don't know where you are or why you are.
I'm in New Zealand back through Japan. The old Men at Work song. I'm on a flight from New Zealand. I'm Men at Work on that one more. I'm so sorry.
Work on that one, bro.
Colin Lay.
Yeah, I got laid off.
Remember your movie show?
What movie show?
Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, yeah. I remember it. I just did it last night.
I was going to say, did it end?
Still a thing.
Well, I guess old Petey hasn't been on it. Maybe he thought it was retired. Maybe he thought, hey, up until this moment, I guess Doug's not doing it anymore.
Yep.
No, only to find the phone just tortured
me. You tortured me on that show.
Yeah, I know.
Because it was very hard to play the games and stuff because you just interrupt all the time.
Oh, so you made this for me.
So I created Getting Doug with High, a show where you can interrupt all you want, but then, you got busy making a TV show and stuff. So then we hired someone to do the news on the show and forgot that you shouldn't be on when we're trying to deliver the news.
You really do the news? Like, you're actually trying to get that news out?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No.
I understand that it's a segment.
No news here.
Aggressive.
I'm saying, I'm aware that it happens, but I didn't know you were actually trying to get through it.
Well, what else is
you think it's like
do?
A bit? Like, I come out and just
like, I'm sorry. I thought the thing on a Stone show was a bit. Yes, I thought it was a bit. I didn't know there was like a. Like and one, now something real.
Like, she's got like one and a half topics and she just knows she won't get through that far.
Yes! It's the weed show. It's not the coffee show.
It's not the coffee show. It's the weed show.
Can I tell you something?
When she comes on sometimes. She flies through the topics because the people get stoned and just fucking sit here.
Well,
they don't all react like you do.
I'll find those episodes by the lower numbers.
Can you search by low numbers on YouTube?
Low number views.
I know they have most recently uploaded. Do they have lowest views? Because I'll look for those.
No, if you want to compare views,
have the sort by.
People turn it off.
Sort by bad. Sort by bad.
Sort by
is there
bad.
Just someone reading trivia and news while three dudes sit there? If I want that, brother, I have my life.
Pete, I'm not.
My kitchen table.
I'm not just sitting here. I'm also smoking a lot.
Yeah.
And drinking coconut water.
You know
water.
What's crazy is I haven't
CCW.
Seen you. I actually haven't seen you smoke in quite a few minutes.
And actually. I sign, you know, blue
I'm a little
cards.
Bit bummed
oh, you
about
mean
that.
Just like
yeah,
literally?
Man, that's
not
like dude.
Like you don't mean like months.
I like it.
Right, a few
I
minutes.
Like it. I like
come
a challenge.
Come on, Dubster, let's go.
Yeah. Well, my mom's in
I'll
town.
Get this guy.
This is an indica. You want some of this?
Fella into
I'd like
play.
To. No, you want
what
some of that?
What are you doing?
I'll take some of this.
I feel like I'm on the wrong drug.
Were you trying to hand it to
Doug? I think that's my problem.
There's
he's not like a,
Pete's
he's not like
wrong
a stoner
drug.
To be around.
Well, that's an indica.
Oh, I do like indica.
You do?
You're kind. That's what love is imagining love. What reality might be like for another person. So now that I know you're trying to get through the news, please.
Go ahead.
Well, we're going to go to break.
Yeah.
And so
as soon as the break sign comes up.
In.
Soon as it says break, Pete goes, go ahead, do it.
I'm the guest. Do I don't read the cue cards. I'm old school showbiz.
I'm going to do it, dude.
I know those clearly. Are for you. I
I've
don't
always
even
wanted to
them.
Do this since I was in school. Middle school.
Right? Oh, you want to throw to the break?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, here
oh,
we go.
I got you, bro.
I went to middle finger school.
Say thank you to Alicia for all the great pot topics.
Yeah.
And,
wait, she's done?
Hey, Pete.
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, she's fired.
Alicia, thank you so much for pot topics
here's an
today.
Indica.
I love you so much, and I'm so grateful to be beside you right
Father
now.
Father God, thank it sounds you. Like you're praying. And Father God, we
that's
just
that's how it learned to be nice, dude. Come on, if nothing else, it teaches you to be kind
no,
to people,
I'm
right?
I'm only teaching.
Yeah.
There was always the
thank
one
you
person.
For Pot Topics, and we'll be right back with Getting Doug with God High and much. Pete.
Father God.
See ya.
His pubes. He said he got a short haircut. I said, you should see his pubes. Clean
welcome
off.
Back. Long hair or short? Yeah,
clean them back. Back. We're here with...
long.
Very long.
Yes, yeah, very long.
He Watts.
It's the myth Rapunzel, but with pubic hair.
Taylor Rizzo.
I don't want to say they had a big bush, but it was... he could have done
we
Rapunzel.
We installed a quiet machine, but it's broken.
Oh my God!
Riff is I'm totally sitting next to a broken today. Quiet machine.
That's a great riff. Premium.
Premium riffs.
Premium riffs.
Put that you're definitely amused. You're amused with yourself and a muse because you bring joy and fun out of people, Pete.
Well, thank you, Fresh.
Yeah, that's why we have you on the show all the time.
I appreciate that.
And people also like to see me irritated.
I'm glad you said that because I was getting almost to 100% like definitely cool it.
I almost got to 100% definitely
there's
cool
no
it.
Way you were getting there.
I was in the high 70s.
No, you that's pulled amazing. Away from that filling station with only a quarter tank full and
gas.
The nozzle yeah. still in the gas tank.
Mom style, we call yeah. that.
That's what moms do?
Yeah, well, that moms are doing that everywhere, man.
My mom never drove, never got into it.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I was like, good for her.
No cars for
that'd
your
be cool,
mom.
Yeah.
That'd be
cool. That'd be super cool.
I think it's kind of an achievement, you know, like perfect attendance.
No cars.
Never drove a car.
Yeah, you know Tom Cruise has never driven a car.
What?
It's all stunt doubles. He doesn't drive cars.
Yeah, in the films, but in real life,
because no, he can't reach the pedals.
Drive a car.
Don't you despair.
You can't really drive
sea.
If you can't reach the pedals.
OMG.
He goes out and does. He went out there with you know what's his
it's
name?
True, dude.
Paul Newman.
Oh.
They make he's some popcorn, man. Put some salad dressing on it, and then they go drive around the racetrack.
Of course,
I've seen
salad
it.
Dressing
I've seen
sounds
it.
Awful.
Drive around
it's
the racetrack.
True. That combo sounds terrible.
What kind of salad dressing?
Yeah,
what kind of popcorn?
I don't know what kind. I don't know what kind.
Kettle corn. It could be kettle corn or regular popcorn. Right. The popcorn could make a massive difference.
Popcorn can make a difference.
Yeah.
Don't forget the power of popcorn. Peace voting season, remember. Popcorn can make a difference. It's the
popcorn
is his
why
job.
Why are you talking like
it's,
that?
It's the popcorn.
It's got to be awful.
The snacks
the
don't make a
job in the world. He's asking for
a
double
man
all
goes to a party. A man goes to a party. What can he eat? He doesn't want potato.
He leaves his tuba there.
He leaves his tuba.
He doesn't want potatoes. What is that?
No, he fucked it up. He leaves his wallet
is
there.
What is it?
It's where does popcorn come in?
No. There's no popcorn in it. I just thought of it because Dana. It's a Dana Gould bit about what if. JFK did
sativa.
Was a comedian.
What if he
told
was
a joke.
Stand-up comedy?
A man goes to a party.
Stay away from
he leaves his wallet there.
I think
there.
That might send me into hyper space. I actually like this guy a lot. I think. Yeah, we got a little bit of that one left, dude.
Yeah!
That's great.
He comes, he goes back.
It's still here.
He goes, do you think that's the end of the joke?
I thought it was like, the bit was once you get the impression, you're like, okay, we got it. Like, he does the whole bit. Yeah. But you could end there and people would be like, that was worth the drive.
He goes back to retrieve the wallet.
Oh my God, it's still here, man. This is still here.
Still.
It's weird that we say like, oh, it's happening again is a weird way. You should just say it's still here.
Your brother.
Like, whatever it is, it's like, oh God, here it comes again.
What is this? Is a sativa, correct?
He's like, I know I left it here.
Fuck it, might as well.
When in I Rome. Recognize this house with the white door and the golden toilet. And it says, with a happy wallet. And you're the man who shit in my tuba. Yeah.
And you said, I'm going to tell a man he's a tuba.
The man leaves a tuba.
You started that joke.
You're the man who shit in my wallet.
Were you fucked up?
Oh,
the worst way you could fuck up.
The absolute word I had to save. The word that was the most important. Came out too early because I got excited about that
still,
word.
We still listened to the joke like three idiots. A golden toilet.
The voice is fun though.
You're right.
All right, Taylor.
Oh,
it
man.
Looks like Yogi.
Back on this piano. It's Yogi, still here.
Yogi can use a dab.
Yogi,
yeah,
can use
totally.
A dab.
Yeah, here
Yogi
we go.
Can use one.
Here we go. Dab it.
You're gonna dab it. I swear to God, in my mind right now.
Swear to dab.
It's like the.
It's like swear to God. Swear to dab.
Swear to dab is like the opening of the show. Just like, and I just see things. It's
really?
Awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, marijuana is a mild hallucinogen. Don't forget that.
Here, oh, you can take this with
what am I doing?
Take that little to-go thing. TGT.
Yeah. When it goes green,
yeah,
it's ready to hit. Just hit it like a normal bomb. You don't have to fuck
green,
with this at all.
There you go. Bingo, bango.
In the other direction, because you it shouldn't is. Be doing that. That's what you want to hear when you're doing a dab. You shouldn't be doing that. Is that dab MT or what's going on, man?
That's it's light crack.
LC.
It's tasty.
That's, yeah, most people smoke it for the flavor.
I mean, if you were smoking bullshit, you would smoke that for the flavor. It's been sprayed with, like, things just to get it across a border. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. Dude, you don't know what you're getting when you're buying
it. Oh, it's back.
Nowhere. No, it's not back.
I just mean it's going to be serious again.
No,
serious riffs.
No
scare
serious
Pete.
Riffs with Peter.
Do you know serious riff? He was going to kill Harry Potter, but then he ended up being a... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was an ally.
Right. Spoiler alert, Sirius Reft is a good guy.
This is why I should be on the movie show.
I'm going to take another Hufflepuff.
Helpful
Puff. Oh, Huffle, my
you
Hufflepuff.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, my God.
I blew it.
Violence
you
ensues.
You goddamn fool.
You I blew fucking the riff. Dumbass.
I blew the riff.
My mom's going to be so mad that I cursed on TV. But
no,
the good
really?
Thing is she'll never know this is on because she doesn't know how to work a computer.
That works.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's
well,
awesome.
Well, that doesn't work.
No, it works. It's cool.
It works for you.
No big
work
deal.
For her.
She'll be on the subway and the person sitting next to her will be watching it or something.
Subway! My parents live in Caroline, North Carolina, population 2,200.
Caroline, North Carolina? You can't have both sounding Caroline sounding.
Yeah, you can, Pete.
It'll be Caroline, actually, South Carolina.
Caroline, North Carolina. Dude, I just talk too fast,
it's like
man.
Caroline
it's
lost
okay.
some weight. Look, you're looking like Caroline.
The problem on the show.
I bet you any amount of money.
Is that sarcasm?
The thing is, I usually am.
Yeah.
When,
I bet you
when
that town
earlier,
has
when,
a subway.
The thing is, earlier when you said
it
about getting frustrated with you,
it's
I thought,
have at least one subway.
That's probably how he feels when he hangs out with me.
Right? No, dude.
Where you get like a tuna.
No, I'm talking about Douglas.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're a capital D light.
Oh, dude.
Double
thanks,
D light.
I appreciate
like
that, bro.
Big lighties.
Hey, dude, you need to come to a Demon Hunter show sometime.
Oh, shit. I'll come in after you clean out the demons, though.
Oh, no, bro. It's awesome. We're actually doing a tour soon, and it's just us. You don't have to sit through any other bands or anything.
Oh,
just
wow.
us. walk in the door and it's just us. Over 2 hours.
Oh man.
Wow. 2.5 hours of music. There's a video installation in the middle.
So like 2:20.
The night opens with, I'll just let you know it's going to be awesome. I probably said too much. I'm going to get text next Tuesday. What the hell did you say on TV? You told them too much.
How many varieties of demon do you think there are that could be hunted?
Dude, I don't know.
The slower ones, you leave them be.
How many types of people are there?
Yeah, like, are there some that it's like, you know, that's a demon, but that we shouldn't hunt that one because it doesn't...
Yeah, it's too small.
It means well or it's
like,
small.
Hey, serious riffs with Yogi Watts. Demon hunting just means, like, hunting your own personal demons, dude. It just means chasing down the things in your life that are holding you back from doing what you want to do, man,
right.
From
that's
being
like
your best
when
person.
AC/DC was like, it's, like, all cool, Daddy Cat.
But no, it's totally right.
No, it's not all cool, Daddy Cat. I mean, it's not.
But when I listen
to
it...
the man dressed in the boy's outfit.
Like, I can imagine, you know, I could just sort of imagine that each song's about some sort of demon that's, a comic book kind of style demon.
For sure.
I'm going to sign this All Cool Daddy Cat.
Okay,
All
Cool
Daddy Cat. It'll be a collector's
item.
Can
you actually draw like a little stray cat type cat with some cool sunglasses?
I don't care the cat's sexuality.
No, I don't give a shit what a sexuality is either.
It sounded like you said straight cat.
Oh, straight cat.
Stray cat.
All Cool Daddy Cat.
Daddy Cat.
The comedy of misunderstanding.
Like, Doug, when I'm on my deathbed, just slip up to me and go, Pete, we're going to miss you.
I mean, I can't believe how excited I'd be to actually be told, like, hey, Pete's on his deathbed.
Sounds comfortable.
That's how much I love bed. But nobody's ever said that to me about anybody, even anybody I know that's dying. They're on their deathbed.
You know you love to sleep when you're like, deathbed, and you're like, you know, tell me more.
Hey, do you know your deathbed sleep number?
You're so funny. You're so funny.
Dude, that's my new, like, Christian side hip-hop project.
Infinity. So 8, but then you lean the bed over.
The next show we do is going to be on July 9th at 12:15. It's going to be live from here in this basement. This was a pre-taped episode, you guys.
PTE.
Oh. So it's going to come
out.
You
guys got PTE? Because this was a pre-taped episode.
People are going to see it. People are going to see it next...
next Tuesday?
Next week, yeah, next Tuesday.
You know what helps with PTE is shrooms. They just legalized shrooms. It's a callback to my riff that didn't work.
Oh, I got to do all the Yogi's...
remember that one that didn't work?
Plus.
Sorry.
Yeah, yogiwatts.com, demonhunter.net.
Oh, that's good.
What's this one?
The Blessed Resistance.
.com.
Yeah, .com.
My vlog, I'ma be honest.
.com. Don't like my grandma.
And Demon Hunter on tour in August. Can I like follow you around
I hope
or whatever?
So. How did you meet him? Everybody's invited. Everybody in here. We're playing in Pomona.
No way.
August 10th at the Glass House.
Oh, that's
and
a nice
And then August
venue.
11th in San Diego at House of Blues.
Sunday.
An evening with Demon Hunter. Please come out.
I've played that house.
Bring me a joint or two. Let's hang out. We'll have fun. You're going to hear some great music. Let's do it.
Bring me a joint.
See, I like that. Bring me a joint or two. I always forget to say
Why
that.
Why not?
Just throw it on the stage. Like
when in Rome, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Bring me a joint or two. Yeah. I want Mario Joyner to come.
Mario Joyner cart.
Mario Joyner cart. It's just black bald comedians. The... you know, isn't that who Mario Joyner is?
Mm-hmm. Let's finish up.
Why isn't this written?
You know let's finish up the show with 25 seconds of silence.
Diarrhea.
Damn it.
Thanks to Lowell Herb Company for sponsoring today's show. A California-based cannabis company, Lowell Herb Company is devoted to growing high-quality, clean, and organic cannabis in over 350 dispensaries across the state. Check out Lowell's website, lowellsmokes.com, to find one near you.